And now this is a dictation for Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Shaul, S-H-A-U-L-L, September 4, 78, addresses a letter to Dr. Freestone, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Jennifer. Chronic kidney disease, prior history of membranous glomerulonephritis, has neurogenic bladder, suprapubic catheter, hypertension, cerebral palsy, last visit in March. Abdominal hernia repair in the near future. Frequent nausea, vomiting, no bleeding. Has gained weight, but appetite is down. No diarrhea, bleeding. Not treated for infection in the urine or gross abdominal pain, back pain, or cloudiness. No fever. Some problems of insomnia. Review system done. Medication list review. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. A number of medications for psychiatry issues. She wears bilateral leg brace. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. Has cerebral palsy. Very pleasant. Next paragraph, chemistries. From June, creatinine 2.5, progressive over time for a GFR of 23, stage 4. Monitor high potassium, metabolic acidosis, and high chloride. Other labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, advanced renal failure progressive, no indication for dialysis, has bilateral small kidneys, prior right-sided hydronephrosis, neurogenic bladder on catheterization, anemia has not required EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition calcium, monitor high potassium. There is metabolic acidosis with high chloride. Presently off bicarbonate. There is secondary hyperparathyroidism, presently no vitamin D125. Recent high potassium, potassium replacement decrease. Variable bowel problems, diarrhea, constipation, but predominance constipation. Discuss with the patient and father. We need to monitor closely as she's going to require dialysis in the future. There has been also prior renal artery stenting, blood pressure. If anything is running in the low side, but not symptomatic. End of dictation.